I'm Dave Long. I'm going to try to help moderate this tonight. The way we've got it set up, we're going to introduce the folks who have been working on this for quite some time. We'll do that first, and that'll be followed by some comments from our architect team and the county commissioners, and et cetera. But we're going to do an overview with some videos. We'll let Lee Gable, who has been chairing the committee, do that. At the end, we're going to leave about a half hour for Q&A, and we're here tonight to talk policy. We're not going to get into all the nuances of, you know, who's in jail, why they're in jail, and this kind of thing. We want to stick to facilities. That's kind of the topic tonight. So that said, let me begin with some introductions here. Let's introduce the Cottington County Justice Advisory Committee. Larry Waslin.
Wait, where's Larry?
Yeah, there's Larry. Yeah, Larry's there. Al Poisonen. Megan Grubin. Greg Endres can't be here tonight, I guess, so but he's part of it. Sheriff Toby Wishard. Tyler McAlenny, who's a county commissioner right here in front. Lee Gable, of course, we just talked about. And some of the non-voting members include the Honorable Robert Bob Spears, right in front here. Also, Tom Walder, who's the Chief Corrections Officer. Also with us tonight is the architects team, Bruce Schwartzman. He's the architect lead. And Alan Brinkman, no relation to Elmer, by the way. Alan Brinkman, who's a jail consultant. Dwayne Jones, architect. Aaron Johnson, assistant. And county commissioners, I don't know who we have here tonight. I know that Brenda, Tyler here, and Byron's back here. And I guess that's where we are with that. And let's see, is Carmen Means here? Yeah, the Honorable Carmen Means is here with us tonight, Circuit Court Judge. And Don Elsher,
she's
a magistrate judge.
Yeah, she didn't make it.
She didn't make it. Okay. So I think the first thing we're going to do, I'm going to turn the mic back over to Lee, who chairs the committee, as we say. And we're going to do some overview, and I think we're going to go with some videos, and we'll let Lee explain it from there. Lee?
Thanks, David. And thank you all for coming. I appreciate you spending your evening with us. And as one thing that's different about this meeting is, we're a lot earlier in the process, so one of the recommendations of our architect team was to start the public awareness process earlier in our process, so not just before the vote. So we're still months away from being ready to go to a vote, but we want to give you what in the military we would call an in-progress review. So we're going to talk a bit about the why and a bit about where we are in the process. So to try to do this quickly, we packaged it up in some videos. Can you do that first one? And I'll briefly, hopefully it'll take about 20 minutes to get through this, to give you some information. Then we'll turn it over to Bruce to hit a few things about the process, and then we'll go into Q&A.
Cottington County's courts, you can review them and other CCJAC work on the Cottington County Justice Advisory Committee's webpage. It is accessible from the county website, cottington.org.
So that criteria, the establishment of criteria, was a part of the process that we went through in the previous few months earlier this year. And so I'll hand it over to Mr. Schwartzman from BKB Architects to talk about some more of the process.
Thank you, Lee. Good evening, everyone. It's been a real excellent opportunity to work with everybody. I think everybody needs to realize the county's gone through a tremendous amount of effort. The committee, the CCJAC committee, has gone through a lot of work in helping to assess what are the appropriate ways to go. So a lot of the data you saw tonight, of course, has been years of accumulation and evaluation to make sure that whatever the direction is appropriate and will properly address the needs of the community. As we started the project in late March, our objective was to really try to get our heads around all of that information. And there was a lot of information in there. So our first step is to review that. We come at these studies not saying it's all correct. We come at it bringing our 38 years of experience doing this kind of work to help to kind of give a confirmation. So we reviewed a lot of the existing, all the previous data. We toured the existing facilities. We toured the existing jail. We toured the courts. We looked at the conditions for ourselves to see what we see as far as some of the risk and some of the shortfalls of some of these facilities. We had our first workshop on April 13th. We're going through a series of steps with the workshop. The first workshop was really to identify and to go back and say, here's what we've found in the data. Let's confirm this together. Let's make sure we're still heading down the right path. Questions that we had, if there's a, you know, the courts program, there was a previous courts program that's shown up there that was done that showed 38,000 square feet, 38,835 square feet, and the National Center program was much smaller, at roughly about 29,000 square feet. We went through both programs, and we concurred with what the National Center saw. So that was one of the early program, early steps, was to confirm that the overall area, the department, and the various spaces were appropriate. So that was one of the first ones we did. Another step that we've taken since then as well was to develop and confirm the jail program. There really wasn't a jail program previously done. So we went ahead and, based on a 120-bed jail and the appropriate types of support space that a jail would need, we did a program analysis. And as you can see from the data up there, the previous analysis showed about 35,443 square feet. We're at 34,694, so very close. We went through the sheriff's operations and the other agencies, which the other agencies are primarily emergency management and the State Highway Patrol. I'm not sure if there's some other sheriff, but I think those are the two primary other agencies. And we did and the way we do our programming, again, it's sitting down with all the various entities, talking about the individual staff they have and the staff operations. And also when we do programs, one of the things that's very important to us is, as the criteria identified, long-term expansion. The last thing anybody wants to do is, you build a facility, 5-10 years down the road, you've now outgrown that facility. So we always look at some level of flex space in that facility. Not excessive, but just enough that's appropriate. So our comparison to what was for sheriff's operations previously, the previous program showed 37,602 square feet. Based on actual operational square footage and the various support functions, for the other agencies, we see it at 20,903 square feet. Additionally, in the previous program, there was a 34,348 square feet, which was basement and other agencies. When we program a building, again, it's not based on floor; it's based on operational needs. Can everybody hear? I'll try to yell a little bit. I'm normally pretty loud. So anyway, you can see, and then in our program, you also see on the right-hand side, you'll see a 5,270 square feet, which is, again, one of the criteria you saw that the committee has set is the ability to expand. So that 5,270 square feet could allow for, I think, 36 beds?
I think it was 32
beds. Excuse me. 32 beds of future jail space. So what it's done is, in all of our planning, we're saying for the long term of the county, 50, 60 years down the road, planning a facility that can be adapted to support the long-term need. In the overall, you're seeing a program that we've developed for all those judicial functions of roughly 90,000 square feet compared to a previous program of 146,000 square feet. So those were some of the initial kind of workshop one. Workshop two went into some of this program. It was May 24th. And then workshop three, once we've identified the appropriate sizes of these various departments, then you can graphically start to put those on sites and test to see how well a site will support that amount of area. So now we've just started these kind of concept site and development evaluations. And I think at one point in time, correct me if I'm wrong, I think we had about 12 site options that we were looking at. 15 site options we were looking at. And the idea is to identify, we went through with the committee to start to say, okay, is this option really valid? Will it support all these goals? And so we've gone through that initial criteria, and I think we're down to, I want to say, 5 or 6 right now.
Five,
okay.
And those are the ones on the...
Yep, so those are small clip-it diagrams of where we are. And we're continuing to evolve those. Those will go into the next steps. The next steps, we'll continue to do the site concept development, working with the CCJAC group on identifying how well each of these options. We've gone from a general footprint of how an area of 90,000 square feet or whatever might sit on that site to really doing a little more layout on how a particular flow of that building would sit based on proper layout of a jail, proper layout of courts facilities. As we define each one of those, one of the next steps we're going to do is operational analysis. What is the staffing impact of each jail plan? And Al has been in the correctional industry for 20 plus years. Al was previously with the Department of Corrections with Minnesota. We worked with Al on a number of sites. And Al will be working with us to look on operations. Operations, when you think about operational impact, it's the utility cost to run a building, to have a building. It's the maintenance cost to maintain a building. But more than anything else, it's the staffing impact. So if you have buildings at separate locations and you have staff that now have to run across town from one location to the other, that's lost efficiency. That's an operational impact. You might end up having to hire more people to take care of that job because now there's multiple, you know, lost time in that movement. So we'll look at that operational analysis of these various options and come up with a mathematical cost analysis of what those implications are. We'll start to look at project cost estimates for the various options. And that'll be construction cost and soft cost. Construction cost, the bricks and mortars, what is it going to cost to build that building? The soft cost are all the other fees that go into the various things, the plan review fees, the what they call FF&E, or fixture, furniture, and equipment, to actually furnish a facility. So we'll do all those cost analysis to pull that together. The future meetings that we have with the CCJAC group will be July 26th, as you see up there, September 20th, and October 25th.
Can I just make it, just in case you're wondering what a workshop is, that's the architect term for basically our CCJAC committee meetings, which are open to the public, by the way. So it's not the same thing as a public presentation. It's a regular working meeting.
And I think, yeah. So, and then there's also going to be future public workshops as well. As we develop more data, I think the best way to help all of you understand where the county's been and where the county's going, we've always felt in a lot of these projects we've done over the years that really doing multiple workshops, has an opportunity for others that couldn't make it tonight to come and ask questions at others, and really hopefully engage everybody and help to explain why some of these things are happening and the direction we're going. Because again, I think in our process and working with CCJAC, their objective is to do what's right for the county, what's going to make the most sense, what's going to be the most cost efficient, and that's really the direction and the charge that we're taking. So really in these next three public meetings in September, early December, and January 24th, it's to continue to build on the information from tonight and share that with you as well. And I think the county has also done, in all the years we've been doing this, I don't think I've ever seen a county provide more information through their county website than Lee and the committee have on this. It's phenomenal that at a click you all have the ability to see everything that's been done. So I commend the county on that.
And now I think we're ready for Q&A. And by the way, just before I forget, those videos that we showed, if you want to see them again, they're on that county website. If you need some assistance figuring out where that is, I can show you on my computer after the meeting.